Another week has gone by, and it's time once again. Well, let's just felk it. That's right. It's time for Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
Hi.
She's nervous all day.
Hi. How
it's
are
like
you?
A first date.
Are you?
It is, but I know you.
You know both of us. Yes. So it's a very, it's a fun threesome for a first date.
It's a fun day. Yeah. It is. Welcome to Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Felk. How are you, Carrie? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Alicia's good. We have a guest today, too, Judy. Judy White, how are you?
Hello.
We are at Traeger's Bar, per usual, where they have Wednesday night Singo, Thursday night trivia, the Doghouse, which opens at 5.
Yes.
And, of course, our server, Nancy.
Yes. The mixologist. She mixes the drinks. We call her the mixologist.
Or she's mixologist.
Or she's the warmer upper. Because remember, I'm the one that likes warm beer.
Yeah. Judy likes Twisted Teas. So they have that on tap. She's so excited.
I don't even know what that is.
Can you believe that?
What's a Twisted Tea?
You've never had a Twisted Tea?
Only the finest malt liquor.
They usually come
in cans. From the gas station.
Now, these cans are weapons. That's how large these cans are, usually.
They're very, very big.
Can I taste yours? Is this one yours?
Yeah, go ahead.
They're the same?
Yeah. Please do.
Am I gonna gag?
I hope so.
Wait, what's the sound we make? Okay, hold on.
Oh, wow.
You will not make that sound after that. Malt liquor, baby.
It goes down.
It's good.
Yeah, it's...
There's some lemon crap in there.
If I had to describe it, I'd say it was like tea, only twisted.
It's tea with lemon.
Oh, or that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It actually was quite refreshing.
I wonder if you'd
sign
like it
up
warm.
Sign me up now. Let's go.
I like my twisted tea warm. Yeah. Well, let's get to the reason Judy's here. How do you feel about foreign policies pertaining to the Ukrainian war?
Today is a beautiful day. It's windy outside.
The weather here is great. All the things are happening.
Actually, it sucks.
We should just load her up with some really heavy content right off the bat, right?
Let's go.
No, she
dives. I'm here for it.
If anyone can handle it, it would be Judy. Judy, what do you do, honestly, though?
What do I do?
Yes, what do you do for a living, dear?
I own a transportation company, a cannabis transportation company.
Very cool.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
And this is a relatively new venture, correct?
Yes, and we started it right whenever it went wreck, and it took a really long time for us to get our license.
How long ago was that?
Last April.
So roughly about a year to get a license, is that?
It took us a very long time to get our license. We waited and waited and
waited. Well, the red tape, and they still are trying to figure that out, I'm sure, because who knows?
It's a mess.
Yeah, between, federal and taxes and everything.
Yeah, if we go through Border Patrol, they can take our stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
So is that as complicated as getting, I almost said a dealer's license, but...
what?
A liquor license.
Yes, pretty much.
Okay, because I know that's a long, complicated process.
But liquor licenses are really expensive, correct?
Yeah, ours was $2,500.
It's not a million.
I didn't have to pay $100,000
to get it or wait for someone to go out of business.
I didn't sell any organs to start this.
Not yet, okay.
Not a single one.
Well, you had none left to sell, technically, because you'd already done that, right?
I got one more kidney.
Oh, whew.
I gotta have one, though, right?
It's that twisted tea working through.
I think we do.
Just kidding.
Where's Google when we need Google?
Amanda, where's Google? It's baseball season. She is at her kids' practices.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those kids.
Yeah, I think that this concept and this idea that Judy and her husband do is amazing. And how did you even come up with this? Like, you were literally the first people to think of this.
We were the first transportation license given in New Mexico, which was
sweet. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was really fun. I was working at a dispensary and grow here in Farmington.
Mm-hmm.
Did that for 2-3 years. And I just noticed that there was a big issue with that. Like the managers were going, and that's bad business. If you think about it, you're paying.
Find a need, fill a need.
Yeah, you're sending your employees and your higher paid employees to go drive product and stuff. And then you're sending another employee if you're already shorthanded.
Why would you do that? Yeah.
And you're sending them out. So I was like, okay. Then it started to go wreck. And
so let's set the scene.
Okay, let me hear it.
It's a Tuesday. This is how I imagine you think of it.
Okay? I think it was Wednesday.
It was Tuesday after midnight, so technically it was Wednesday. You're laying in bed next to your sweet, sweet husband, Timothy. And you say, you know what? We should do this.
No.
Okay.
That is not how this went down. At all. Okay, so I was working there and I started to see that there was
that need.
A need. I let this roll around for almost 8-9 months before I presented this idea. He had a really, really great job in the oil field, has given us a beautiful, a wonderful life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We have a great house, a lot of consistency. He was home every night. But it was literally taking the soul away from him. I was watching it, like, leave him. The oil field was just killing him.
Yeah.
You know, they give you a big check, and you got to take the abuse. And I missed him, and we were driving to Vegas, and I was like, I have an idea. And he's like, well, what do you mean? I was like, do you want to do something other than the oil field? And he's like, I'm sick of it. And I was like, well, we should start a transportation company. And that's kind of how it all went down.
Was it at least a Wednesday?
I think it was. Okay. I think it may have been
my
a Wednesday.
My dreams aren't totally shattered.
No, just a day off. Just a day
just
off.
Just a day off. Yeah,
okay, so other bigger question. Did you happen to bring samples for us today?
Did you transport it to...
Did you happen to transport to the table?
I'm sorry. I drove my personal vehicle, and I cannot transport my personal vehicle.
Oh, that's okay.
Vehicle.
We appreciate, you probably thought about it though, right?
Wait, so you're the only law-abiding citizen out here? I can't even say it.
Yeah, you're trying to do drugs in a bar. Yeah.
Not so I think everyone else transports.
Not on the clock, you guys.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. Everyone behave yourselves.
Are you, though, the only transport in
I believe there's three, like, bigger-ish companies, but we have the stronghold, and it's awesome.
Awesome. I was checking out your website and everything today and, like, kind of go through. The name itself, if you remember about 2 minutes ago when I said your husband was named Timothy.
Oh, yes.
So this
yes.
is Moth Transportation.
Right.
So and, yeah. Get it?
Okay. So presented this idea to him, and he's like, you know, a little taken back. He's like, well, what are we going to call it? And I had been messing with him for a long time. His name is Timothy, right? And I was like, why don't they just shorten it instead of Tim to Moth? So we started calling him Moth. He has it on his cornhole jerseys. It's a joke.
Yeah. I think I saw that on Facebook, yes.
Yes, it's Moth. And he's like, well, how's that going to work? And I was like, a death moth.
Yep.
Silence of the Lambs, let's go.
And then she hit the electric guitar.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And for sure.
Sparks were flying.
Well, it's funny because I don't know if you remember this. A long time ago, someone was going around tagging trash cans with Moth.
And everyone thought it was us.
No shit.
That we were vandalizing Farmington.
No.
It's not me.
I'm like, oh, gosh. Tim, what are you doing?
He asked me if I was doing it. What? I was doing it.
Yeah, well.
Wow. And I didn't.
And that's why you are coming up with jobs that you can work together. And then he's not losing his soul thinking his wife is not a law-abiding citizen. Citizen.
No, we have it on record. She is a law-abiding citizen. She's
right now.
She's,
yeah. Currently.
Currently.
Yes.
I don't.
Everybody gives like the guilty look and the side eye.
Thanks. I loved how everyone just looked at me when I said that.
I don't.
We're all just currently angels.
Thank
I don't
you for your
partake
confidence.
in the cannabis. I don't enjoy it. I'm sure I haven't
I
found the right strand.
I don't partake in breaking the law.
Well, it's legal now, bro.
No, the law of any kind.
Of the law of man?
All the things.
Okay.
Although I may have sped a little bit on the way here, just a little bit.
Oh,
just
yeah, because you
over.
Said you're 2 minutes away, and 7 minutes later you show up.
Pinchy construction right there.
I was just looking out the window waiting for you.
We were just staring, thinking.
Well, then I pull in like a hot mess, and I'm putting my shoe on in the parking lot, and like hopping out of the car, but it's okay, I didn't break any laws.
Okay.
You walked in, and it was like Cinderella.
Was it Cinderella wore bird. Why are you wearing bird earrings? You hate birds.
Oh, shit.
I do hate birds. You're a walking oxymoron right now.
Kinda.
Yeah.
So, no, but they're cute. What's your problem?
They're parents.
They kind of match the dress. I was trying to get kids back on a bus pretending they don't live there. So I just grabbed some earrings that had blue and I was like, out the door.
Well, at least they match each other. And they match a shirt.
They do so match each other because sometimes that can be a dicey
you're doing
situation.
Great.
Not today, Judy, bus Judy. Driver, not today.
Not in the mood.
So not my kids today.
Earrings not in the mood.
Get back on that bus.
That was a good one. Can you
Thank
do that
you.
Again?
Not in the mood.
My parrots. My parrots are
your
making parrots noises.
What if one is an angel and one's a devil?
Oh,
can we paint them
oh
like
God,
that? That'd
yes.
be so funny.
Yeah. Yes. I already think I have an angel and a devil, and I'm like, knock it
I
off.
I have
knock
a
it
pen.
Off.
I will draw on them.
Oh, I'm fine. Let's do it. Do you really? Bust out your Sharpie.
It's a what? Cannabis pen.
I'm gonna have some happy little birds then.
Folks, it's a weekend.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Are you gonna do the bird noise?
No.
Oh,
see?
Damn. There you go. You've got more skills than just transporting.
They call me the songbird of my time.
The songbird of the generation. That's what I've heard.
That's
what.
Wow.
Nailed it.
You've got some skills, man.
I can do like a. That wasn't a button, ladies and gentlemen. That was the one, the only Judy White.
Doing her best. I can do like a. I can't do it.
I can do like
let
a
me
nothing.
Hear it. Come on, Bertie.
Okay, I can't. Okay, I have to stop laughing.
Oh, that's good. That sounds like a baby bird.
Whisper. Yeah. Little bird whisperer.
It's like the ones that make it past the omelet stage.
You're, look at you all fertilized.
Yeah. No, someone said that to me once because I have a litter
they
of children.
They called you fertilized?
I have a litter of children. And I have a litter of children. And someone was making me breakfast one day and they said, how do you like your eggs? And the husband in the corner goes, fertilized. And I was all, oh. And I was like, he ain't lying.
Like, yeah. I didn't even argue that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'd tell him to get off. Get back on the bus.
Whoa. Like, this is
not back on the
your
bus.
Your little fertilized back things, get out of here.
Yeah. Judy, what did you do before you worked at the Grow? Did you have a life before the Grow?
I don't think so.
she does shit with plants.
I love plants.
Oh, she loves plants.
That we is my passion. That plants are my passion, and that's how I ended up in a Grow, as I applied to Salmon Nursery and this dispensary, and the dispensary called me. So I was like, those are my monitor
plants.
Well,
that was meant to be, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
And I have some of her cuttings and
you
and
do.
Your big plant.
And I have so many good ones that are coming up for you. We need to have a little plant party.
Yeah, we do.
It needs to happen.
Because there's a bunch of people that I know that also do like little cuttings and samples and all the things. And I think if everyone showed up with a couple like little
three
mason jars.
And swap them.
Absolutely.
It would be the best day ever.
Oh. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm glad that I like people that are passionate about things.
No, it's still good.
I had to get rid of that to make my office an office. Tim told me, he's like, this is not a plant room. You need to work in here. And he kicked me out.
I would have divorced him.
I wanted to.
You're like,
you bought me this plant 10 years ago. And I was like, Carrie wants it. He's like, yeah, he went and loaded it up in the van and drove it to her. He's like, get it out of the house.
You know the big one in my corner?
It was devastating.
Do I know the big what? Oh, the big plant?
What else do you have in the corner?
Well, that's why I have a litter. But no, the big one in the corner by the dog's backyard and the swings.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's hers.
Oh, I knew it looked familiar.
It's one of the biggest ones in the living room, yeah. So plant.
Judy, you hear that?
So you did work at San Juan Nurseries? Or
no,
you?
No, I wanted to. I put in two applications. I worked a bunch of jobs. I was off for a while because I had my son, so I stayed home with him for the first couple of years. But I think prior to that was UPS.
Oh.
I was a package handler. Handled packages.
Anybody need my language now?
Anybody?
Anyone need their packages handled?
Transporting, again.
Yes. Yeah, and Tim worked for FedEx, and that's how he got his CDL, so it kind of like...
This is a culmination, happened. Yeah.
If they merged, it'd be fed up, but whatever.
Oh,
because UPS and FedEx, that was a terrible joke you guys didn't get.
I got fed up, FedEx, UPS, I'm here for it. I was trying to think of something.
You're supposed to laugh, like.
This is all a bunch of bird shit going on.
I thought it was like, X up. Can we get the parrot laugh? Go ahead.
No. That was a one-time thing. You were in the Navy, correct?
I was.
Thank you.
It was an honor.
Thank you for your service. How long are you... doing that?
5 years.
5 years.
5 years. That extra year got me. They gave me $5,000 for it.
Wow.
Not worth it.
How old were you when you enlisted?
I was 18.
Oh, okay.
It was right after my birthday.
Oh, you're just a baby.
I came home and told my mom I signed, and she was hysterical, and I left the summer that I graduated.
Wow.
Go balls.
I had never seen the ocean.
Oh, maybe it is.
Now do you miss it?
It is a part of me.
Absolutely.
I grieve for it. Like, I want it so bad. I really do. When we go places like East Coast, West Coast, it has to be on the water. Like, it's... Yeah.
What, and you said New York, right?
No. I was in San Diego, stationed out of San Diego for 5 years. So beautiful, but I was deployed 5 times in 5 years.
Mm.
6 to 8 months at a time, and it was... It's hard.
Yeah, I bet. What kind of seas did you see?
Lots of them.
Mm-hmm. I saw the seas that could be seen.
I saw a lot of seas, the seven seas. All of our deployments were Asian Pacific and getting to the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman for the wars. So we would go there and I launched jets. So we would just kind of circle in those oceans and provide support to the Marines.
Awesome.
But so what did you do?
I launched jets, like on Top Gun, the green shirts up there.
She
and did
literally
the signals.
Launched jets.
Well, I didn't know what that meant. Like the little glowy stick person?
And I do the whole sweep and tell them to go and the jab.
Hand signals all day, baby.
Oh, man, and you can add your swag to it. I had my own little thing.
I bet you did.
Yeah. You got it. You got to have your moves up there. Yeah. So that's why.
Speaking of swag, you have a TikTok that's pretty amazing.
Thank you.
And you have a signature move.
Thank you.
Thank
you. I hit a million views.
Amazing. Twisted tea.
I mean, I'm not a big deal or anything. It's not a big deal.
Doing what? What's your move?
I'm passionate about twisted teas.
Yes,
that I just learned. Okay.
Passionate about them. And in order to drink them properly, you need to, like, kickstart them when you open it. So I started recording myself because I had been kickstarting my teas for years.
I've never seen this.
And I made a video, we'll put it on the page. A song came out called Judy, and it's perfect for me. You know, my name is Judy.
It was made for me. Judy.
Yes.
And I started kickstarting teas, and we made a compilation, and it hit a million views in 3 days.
Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. As your neighbor, I feel like a piece of my house, maybe the corner was in it.
You may see your roof from some of the videos.
Yeah.
You may.
So I feel like I'm famous as well.
Throw up the BC.
Vi-judiously. Because you're vicarious.
I get it.
I don't like it. It sounds like a disease.
Somebody needs an antibiotic. Who knows?
I just got diagnosed.
What do you have?
Violetia. See?
I don't even know how to work TikTok. How did you get into TikTok? How do people learn this stuff?
That's where I get my news.
Me too.
Okay. I just want to be honest with that.
I do too, which is you have to filter, as you do news in general. It's just as accurate as probably any other news channel.
You have boots on the ground footage of what is happening around the world, and it's unbiased opinions. Yep. And it is, you can
see,
make your
own unbiased
opinion.
Opinions, I go BBC, but I never knew that TikTok had news.
You can find it. But you can find anything you want.
You do BBC?
I watch animal shows.
Because I feel like it's very neutral.
Isn't there animals on there, animal shows? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all I watched. BBC America.
Hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I get my news from TikTok,
that's
too.
That's pretty much
I also have been watching Vanderpump Rules, like, religiously. I hate to say that, but it sucked me in. So I'm on, like, season 7. We're not going to talk about
that. Is
that
on TikTok also?
No, it's on
well,
Bravo.
Then how do we get there?
Because
what's a TikTok?
Whoa, you're going
that sounds
fast.
Ticky-tacky.
I got a TikTok in the car.
Ticky-tacky little boxes. Yeah. Don't we all love that song?
No, it is. Goodness gracious. Yeah, you're right. That's where I get, like, gossip, too. So it made me think of, like, raunchy reality TV, which led me to Vanderpump Rules. Keep up.
Okay, I'm trying.
Tic-tac. Yeah, right. Let's go.
Tic-tac.
Damn and hellfire. All right.
What else do you do, Judy? I know you got a gym in your garage.
Oh, Judy's gym.
Judy's gym.
Everyone's welcome.
Yep.
She has a cute little baby.
Thank you.
And she has
a cute
little baby. I'm not going to talk about your gym. Let's talk about your baby.
My gym's pretty cool, I got some babies. I got a six-year-old. 6-year-old and an 8-month-old.
Yeah.
So doing that.
She's
mom
so
life.
Cute.
And
she is cute. Like, when I first saw her, I was like, great, now I have to go get knocked up again. Look what you did, Judy. Like,
you know, if I didn't get my tubes tied, I would have had another. She made me believe that I could handle another one. My son was awful, and she is happy and pleasant.
Little angel.
Yes. Just wonderful. She's taking it easy on me, so I appreciated that.
My regards to your tubes.
My tubes are tied.
Listen, I don't want a litter. That's enough. I've got
good two. Two.
Listen, I was a geriatric mother this last pregnancy.
Oh, I was advanced maternal age.
It said geriatric mother, and I was really upset about it. And I said, I don't want you to put that on there. I'm 30. I'm like, I'm 34 years old.
You like bring your own white out?
I told her.
Maternity
she's like,
ward.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Really? Yes. At 34, they put geriatric?
Yes.
I had solo at 39, and they told me I was advanced maternal age and high risk.
I feel so much better.
Yeah. I'm like, what the hell?
34? Yeah, I was taking. That's what I was saying. I was like, I'm just now ready to probably have kids mentally.
Does it? No shit. Yeah. 34, I think, is just fine. You got your shit together, hopefully.
Does it go geriatric and then?
Advanced maternal age. Maternal. Yeah, okay,
so that's the next. You leveled up.
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a boss.
I am.
Your tubes are tied, Carrie?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Everyone takes a collective sigh.
Just check it, man. Mine aren't, but we're fine. Thank you for asking. Hashtag forever unfertilized. That was my nickname.
Are your tubes tied? Can we just, like, go around the bar? Are your tubes? Are your tubes?
What you got going?
You, like, split into different teams and then have, like, American Gladiators?
We're going to win.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah, we are.
Beating kids down.
Well, isn't it when dudes get a vasectomy? Oh, no, they're not tied. They're clipped.
Yeah.
No, they're
okay.
Soldered.
Well, technically, I asked my doctor because I was like, so I'm getting my tubes tied, but they're not, like, literally tied, right? And she's like, no, you cut a very large section out of it.
Oh. I saw my ex-husband get his
vasectomy. You watched it?
Oh, shit, yeah. I loved it.
How do you get to do that?
I asked
Did
for
they
it.
Send home
I
the,
said it. You see me
in the chest. Can I go to the doctor and ask if I can watch a vasectomy? Or like, yeah.
No. He, I was like, you've seen my feet in the stirrups. Game on. And so they did. They used adhesive to adhere his member to his stomach, which I thought was the funniest thing ever.
No way.
Because it kept falling in the way. And then...
He wishes.
No, not that ex-husband. Oh, okay. The other one. I'm racking those up, too, just like babies. But then they do the little...
They taped his member to his belly.
That was great. Mm. And I was like, I gotta rip that tape off. But then they do the injection to numb it, and they solder it, and they smoke. Like, I saw his balls smoke.
Oh, mm-hmm. My goodness.
Yeah, that smelled terrible.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
I don't want to smell burning balls.
No. Goodness gracious.
Never mind.
Great balls of smoke.
I retract that. I do not want to be a part.
You know what?
But it was very interesting to watch.
The image that you've just given us, I don't want to. I have no.
I can draw a picture if you want.
No?
Okay.
Oh, let's draw that behind your earring. Let's put it on the other side. A parrot on one side and a vasectomy on the back.
Right there.
What kind of mood are you in? It's mood earrings.
Oh, great balls of smoke.
Yeah, great balls of smoke. Ooh.
That would be a great show name because we're talking about smoke because of her industry and we're talking about smoking balls.
Oh,
so yeah, it's great balls of smoke.
Let's go.
Judy's smoking balls, man.
Judy joints smoking balls.
Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
It really does.
Listen, I have another venture. That's what I'm going to call it. Thank you.
Oh, I thought you were, I'm like,
no,
oh, what
I'm
could
joking.
It be?
No, I got to nail this one first.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
We're drowning. So.
I am.
Are you guys really slammed?
It is happening faster than we can keep up almost.
Yeah.
I did that when I started my business and I'm just like, I'm still
yeah,
days
you.
I'm like.
We use you. We love you.
Oh, that's right. You do use
I do
me.
You use you. It is the best service.
Thank you.
Thank you. I really very much appreciate you. I have three dogs.
I hear that a lot, and
so
I love the honest and, like, great feedback. They're like, I don't know how we lived without you before.
That, for real. It was,
yeah. And we get where we're slammed, and I'm just like, I don't know how much more shit I can put up with. And like,
literally.
Exactly.
Literally. But there's truckloads.
It's such a great feeling to start your own business and be your own boss, and yeah.
I think
your success is
the most
up to you.
Yeah.
That's what
oh,
I
absolutely.
Like you top out and it's somebody else's decision how far you get to go. And if you do your own business and do your own thing, there's no stopping you. It's how much you want to put in and if you can keep up. And
yeah.
What's that saying? No, that's a bad saying. The one where you reap what you sow. That's not what I mean.
Yeah. No, but that kind of is though. Because if you put in 100%, you're going to get that back.
Yeah, so, I'm all in. We just worked Riverfest.
You're just used
I
to
saw,
reaping negative things.
I want a poop group shirt.
You want a poop group
I'll
shirt?
I'll wear it.
Yeah. Shit, yeah, you will.
I'll get you a moss shirt.
I'll trade out. Girl, you want a tank top, t-shirt, or hoodie?
Mmm.
We have options.
Wow.
And I'll support you, and you support me.
Wow.
You should make tube tops.
Man.
I will not wear that.
Judy's gym.
Listen, I need...
Like
Judy's gym.
Do it.
Let's go.
Why are you not taking in pictures of us flexing at Judy's gym?
In our tube top.
In my tube top.
That's perfect. Well,
I
love
that would be a great idea.
Nobody would come to my house.
I will find you and get you a shirt, and then
thank you.
I'll wear your moss stuff. Do you just have shirts or tank tops or what?
Hoodies.
She actually brought.
I brought some gifts.
Yeah,
some
there's like an air freshener
and lighters, and
all kinds of stuff. So, and you're on Instagram, you're on Facebook,
gosh.
You're on all the...
And I think I had keychains, but I must have left them in the car. Sorry, guys.
Oh, that's okay.
And you have a Facebook page, a website,
assuming. Website, yes. Yeah.
And that is what?
Mothtransport.com.
Oh, nice.
Easy.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. Really easy.
Huh.
Yep.
I love it. And I love the fact that...
My favorite thing about this is that on all of these platforms that you can get on, like Leafly and Zee Adventures and stuff, and on the drop-down menu for your shipping, Moth Transport is number one on all of them.
Sweet.
Was the highest selected.
Oh,
so
wow.
I appreciate that. A lot of our distribution and our manufacturers suggest and want Moth Transportation because we're the best. So
the best.
Moth,
so is it just you too?
There's three of us.
Okay.
And we cover the entire state.
Damn. Yeah.
Did you know New Mexico's the fifth largest state?
What?
122,000 square miles.
No, I didn't know that.
There's only four states bigger.
Huh.
Alaska. California, Texas, Montana.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's huge.
Huh. I'm picturing the map and I'm thinking, like, she might
Tim, me, and we have an Albuquerque driver.
So there's no excuse for people to think that we're part of Mexico. Even more so than we're not
it's
part of Mexico.
It's a big old hump. That's big.
It's huge.
Yeah. How do people get that confused still to this day?
I don't know.
When I was in the military, so many people, you don't look Hispanic.
Yeah, I got the same thing. They're like, no. You don't have an accent.
I'm you all, speak English really well.
Yep. You don't have an accent.
Yep.
Yep. All the things. And I was going to school in Colorado. I'm like, we're a bordering state, you buffoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
I don't even know if buffoon's a word, but.
It is, right?
Is it? Buffoon. I thought it was baboon is a monkey, but what's a buffoon?
A silly person.
Oh.
Jester.
Idiot. There's another 50 states. I don't know.
Yeah, well, whatever. What else? I am in a fantasy football league with her husband, so I would actually, I need you to send him a message that the Giants suck and that he's going down this year.
I just want you to know that this is the worst several months of my life, every single year.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe
every
it.
Every single year.
They are
I had
intense.
To put a cap on how many leagues that he could play in because it became a problematic in our life.
You're like, you're done.
I was in five this last year, and I can imagine how that's my cap. I gave myself that cap.
And he's very selective, and he allowed you in the league, and he said there's full participation, and you're an Eagles fan, and it really, really affected his mood.
Well, I'm sorry so, if I affected your mood.
My marriage.
Actually, I've been meaning to
you. Were
tell
a
you.
Direct influence on how...
We're going to need you to
so
move.
So when your house gets toilet papered... We have suspects.
Well, a giant fan would throw toilet paper, so.
It would be his wife.
It would be.
Well, I love that you always do the whole, go birds. Like, yeah. In the middle of each show, just watch. Or watch. Listen.
Just watch. Just
she'll
listen.
Like, just go birds.
Well, she's that's listened a, to our podcast.
Look, the draft.
Have you listened to us?
I've listened to every episode.
Do you really?
I am your biggest fan, probably.
Oh, yay!
Thank
people
you,
like
yes, I do.
And we
I
didn't
do.
Pay her.
Hit this the is pod, not Julie. A paid advertisement. I'll take some cash afterwards. So.
I'll buy you a, what was it, a something
twisted
tea?
Twisted tea.
I'll buy you a twisted tea.
Thank you.
A twisted
tea. I got you, girl.
Tea.
I got you.
You're amazing. Just all in general. You're
thank
like
you so
one
much.
Of my favorite people.
You are so. One of my favorite people.
Well, thank
I'm
you.
So glad that you're in the hood. I'm glad I can walk to your house. $20.
Yes.
Thank you.
$20.
Thanks for the slide.
Compliment. You.
Thank you.
How is biking going? You bought a bike. How's that
fuck
going?
Fuck that.
Don't hold back your real feelings, Judy. I mean, let us know how you really feel.
I am so out of shape. Wow. I literally, like, went off my bike and laid in the dirt. And I told this girl, I said, I can't go on. I told my friend, and she's like, you can't just lay here.
He's like, no, fuck, I can't.
I was, and people were going by on their bikes, and they would stop, and they're like, are you okay? And I was like, breathing, bodied in the dirt. I was like, I'm fine. Just go on without me. Tell everyone I
save
love
yourself.
You. Save yourselves. I had been on my bike for like 10 minutes.
That would be a good time to lie. You're like, it had been like 3 hours, and I just couldn't do it.
I'm not going to lie. I am.
I think
rough, man.
I think I would last maybe... But was it uphill?
The whole fucking thing.
Both ways.
The whole thing, both ways.
It was snowing, too.
Oh, okay, then maybe I would...
I was waiting for this endorphin rush and, like, all the good
the runner's
feelings.
High, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I would have gone,
vomit.
Like, seven in.
I dry heaved in my car afterwards because I couldn't catch my breath. It was not... So now I'm just riding around the neighborhood with my son.
Yeah, I see you. That's why I'm
asking.
You've
got to work
you
up your stamina, right?
Yeah, yeah, I need paved roads and slight inclines for now until I can work up to that. So
it's perfect. But it is a mountain bike, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you, yeah. You'll get there.
I want a bike. I had
of course
a bike.
You will.
Thank you for your confidence in me.
You're going to start transporting it by bike.
Courier.
Can we sit on your patio and drink some beer and just watch her pedal around? Like,
sure. I will fly my drone over to you.
We'll be like, go, Judy, go!
Yeah.
Pedal, 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 pedal.
Doing that, like,
I can barely reach him.
Yes!
I really can barely
be like,
my seat is all the way down. I really can barely reach them. It's a sight to behold.
You're like, cheers to you, girl.
You saw me when I first got at the mailbox.
I did.
I could barely get on it.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, did you have to use the curb?
Oh, the curb used her sister.
I was teaching my son how to ride a bike.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that's
he,
my excuse.
Yeah. He's killing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you have anything else for our guests today?
No, thank
anything
you so
else?
Much for coming. This
yeah,
was great.
Thank you, Judy.
I love you.
I love you. And I've always thought, and I think I've said this to you many times, especially when I'm drinking, that she's one of the prettiest people I think I've ever met.
Her smile.
I love dark eyes and blonde hair. Like,
thank
it's
you so
my
much.
Thing.
Thank you.
Heath Ledger was, he will live and always
live in the spank bank.
But I will buy you a Twisted Tea.
Oh, we're going to buy each other drinks.
Thank you. I really do.
I think you're beautiful.
Your eyes are amazing.
If the fantasy football thing ever drives you to the point of actually leaving, Carrie is interested in going on a date with you. So
I would love to.
I'll pedal behind you.
I want a tandem bike in that case.
Shit, yeah.
I'll pat you on the back.
We'll drive to and I'll pat you on the back. Keep going. You can do this.
It's okay, Judy. Mouth to mouth.
You bring the canned oxygen. Yeah.
Follow the cardiac.
Around, like, keep going.
We're almost there.
Oh, the good old reach around.
Sign me up, Carrie.
Is that what Twisted Tea does to people?
The good old reach around?
Sign me up.
That's it for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of IntoWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact IntoWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at InterWestConcepts.com. That's InterWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.